How many Christians are in here? Let's see your hand. Well, you're believers. That represents your Savior. Now, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we are the vine, he's the branch, then the vine will have to bring forth the type of life that's a branch, rather, will bring forth the type of life that's in the vine. Is that right? He said, the work, these things that I do, shall you also. Did he say it? A little while, and the world, cosmos, that means world order, will see me no more, yet you shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. The believers will see me. So far as I know, this is the first time I've ever laid eyes on the woman, as far as I know. Are we strangers to one another? You know me? Or you've been in my knees. But I mean, I don't know you as far as that. As far as I know to see you, look at you, I couldn't tell you. You was at the Indianapolis meeting last summer in June. Well, then I had no way of knowing what you're here for. If we will reveal it, will you believe it? With all your heart? Will your audience believe it? Now, here's another picture of the man and the woman at Goel. Our Lord and the woman of Samaria. Now, this woman could be standing here a priest. I don't know. She could be standing here a Christian. I couldn't tell you. Oh, how many was it the Wednesday meeting to see that fellow on the platform that thought it was a celebrity? And they're taking that trouble. Well, one man back there was. When he left the platform, he put on his card. He told, he left the platform and he said, how did you do? And I said, how did you do? He said, I said, you? There's nothing wrong with you. He said, yes, there is. I was tired right at the end of the line. He said, yes, there is. He said, look at my prayer card down there. I said, I don't still have to go on your prayer card. He said, I got PP, I got all kinds of stuff. See, I called it right then what his trick was. He said, well, look at my prayer card. I said, I don't know what you put on your prayer card, sir. I have no way of knowing that. But I do know there's nothing wrong with you now. And he said, well, what happened? I said, I couldn't tell you. You might have just thought, well, but who would that way? She said, so that's the way it is it? And then the Lord came with a vision. I said, why has the devil put in your heart to lie before God? I said, what you put on your prayer card, you have right now. I said, you're a preacher. And that man sitting out there with a great suit on, in the balcony, there's a one that hit you right back, and you sit in the room with a little green spread over a table, and you told your wife that you know it was a telepathy, and you got a card and come in there. That fellow wakes up and goes, the bullet in him, that's the truth. I was right there with him. I said, now that was on your prayer card, you have. He died about 6 months later with a cancer. How about the meeting with this fellow? Well, how did this guy come and not be with you? What did you call them fellows to go to the camp and throw spells on people? You know, make them bark like a dog with hypnotism. And I was praying for the sick, and I put feeling that evil spirit somewhere, and usually you have some of them stick it around, you know, but if you keep those Christians praying to keep it down, so then it kept getting worse, and I looked over and I saw the vision. I said, why have you done that? Why did you listen to the devil? I said, because that you've done that, will not move from your seat. And the man's still paralyzed. Right. They let him out of the building that night. He wrote letters many times. When I come to the meeting, I said, repent before God. You brought that on yourself. I have nothing to do with it. Right. But be careful. We're not playing church for Lord Jesus. Hundreds of those things. How about that official in Phoenix there on the police force? You probably read that in your paper. Went completely insane right in the meeting. But there he thought he knew, he thought it was psychology. But he come to find out it was the spirit of the Lord Jesus. Right. How they drug me over the top of him in mud and everything. I was trying to get me to even put my hands on him. Like that. I said, sir, I have nothing to do with that. You did that. That's why I said to Mr. Graham, don't be heartless. I said, listen to me, it's his own sin before God. Oh, he brought it on himself. I'm not responsible for that. I'm only responsible for our believers. God said, get the people to believe in these things here. Nothing will stand before your prayer. But an unbeliever, I have nothing to do with it. Maybe dead now for all I know. list hundreds of those things up. Wish I could tell you in Africa and India how rich doctors are sitting on board, and don't you think they won't come up? They certainly will. Never a time, never one time did it ever happen what the Lord Jesus moved in on the scene. He's God, certain. Now just be real reverent, keep your seat. Lady, if I could help you some way, and if domestic, financial, sickness, or whatever it was, there'd be very little I could do. But I want to say this, that I'll be sincere to try to help you with anything that you need that far. But now, if it's something that comes through the atonement, it's a finished work. It'll be your faith. But if God will reveal it to you, then what you have on your heart, would you believe it was the same Lord that talked to the woman? Now, not your brother. I'm just a man. But believe it's the same Lord that talked to the woman at the well, said he caught what her spirit was and then told her where her trouble was. Would you believe it to be the same? I'll be reverent. You are suffering with an extremely nervous condition. Then you have something wrong with your legs, too, that you want me to pray for. That's right. Raise your hand if that's true. You've got more than that that you want me to say. Just to help you. You've had an operation. That was in your throat. Well, I can see the scar. They took out a garter, but here's something else that you can't see. They want to do something else to it now. That's from the operation of adhesions that's going in there, and they want to cut them loose. That's where it belongs. That's right, isn't it? Just raise your hand. How do you believe? You do? You believe out there? There's something about the woman I want to talk to her just now, because she got something else wrong or something on her heart. It's for somebody else. That's a man. And he isn't here. I can't pick up his spirit anywhere. That's right. It's your husband. That's what you're praying for. That's right. Raise your hand. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with your husband, will you believe for him? He's here. That's right. Go believe now. It'll all be over in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe? With all your heart? What is it? What about mercy? That's exactly what Jesus did when he was here on earth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's sure to declare himself before the Gentile people just before his coming. Do you believe it? If the Lord will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe him also? I want to get at least three people in the line. Three is the confirmation. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. A relative, mother-in-law. And that is a mental case. Insanity. That's right. You believe she'll come out of it? If you believe, go and receive it just as you have believed. And may the Lord bless you. You believe that God will heal you that heart trouble? You do? All right. I need to have it. See? Now, see? She never touched it. What did she touch? She's 30, 40 feet from me. But what did she do for him? You say, is that the scripture? Absolutely. A woman touched me down. He said, who touched me? I perceive that I've gotten weak or virtue, which is strength gone. How many know that? If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, could you touch him now? How many of you believers that read the Bible know that the Bible said he's a high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity? All scripture. That's over scripture. You can go home now. Your faith made you well. You don't need a prayer card. Just the faith does it. We are strangers to one another, lady. This is our first time meeting, I suppose.
But God knows us both. We were born maybe miles apart and years apart, but God knows both of us. If He will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept it? You know, we're both going to stand in His presence one day. If I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be an awful person. You truly believing with all your heart? You believe that stomach trouble leaves?
You're awful sincere about that, son. It's over now. Where's your supper now? Enjoy it.
Nervous condition calls that. The peptic ulcer condition. You don't doubt, well, you're going to get well. If the Lord will reveal what's your trouble, will you believe it with all your heart? Our first time meeting, but isn't He wonderful? You're aware that something's going on. And you know, standing before your brother wouldn't make you feel like that. If the audience can hear my voice, that light, that pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, that was made flesh and dwelt among us, come from God and went back to God, met Paul on the road to Damascus, that pillar of fire that blinded him. The one whose picture hangs in Washington, D.C., we've got it real stands between me and this woman. The woman's got a load of trouble on her heart. Right. She's suffering with something severely, a bladder trouble. That's bad, isn't it, sister? Awful nervous. You got someone on your heart. You got domestic trouble in your home. That's where your heart is. That's your husband. Immoral act. Another person. When a man's got cancer, do you know that? He's dying. He's a sinner. That's truth. We're believing now. May God grant it. Lord God. Would you come? You believe, lady? I'm a stranger to you. I've never seen you in my life, but you believe that sun cover left you? You believe it with all your heart? You can have it. I keep seeing in here a baby with a rupture. I can't tell. Here, come on in this lady's lap. All right, lady. God bless you. You caught his down at just then. The Lord be with you, lady. The baby was in you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But just believe. Now the baby's gone from before me. You are suffering with an extreme nervous condition. And the reason this nervous condition is thus is because you've just gone through a time that women go through called menopause. During a time of this menopause, you had a great struggle, an oppression of the enemy. You were prayed for during this time. And you got delivered, but it's left in a nervous condition. That's the truth. You believe he's God's prophet or his servant? That's not all on your heart. You got something else. That's for a loved one. That's a sister. That sister isn't here. She's near a great lake. And the lake is Lake Erie. And she's in a hospital. She's in Cleveland, Ohio. She's got cancer. The cancer's in the bowel. She's been operated on several times, but is up for another operation. That's thus saith the Lord. Believe now. May God bless you. I suppose we're strangers, these other ladies. Have we had three through the line right now? The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. You believe now? All your heart? Then what's left? Just your faith in it. Your faith that says to the mountain that's before you, be thou moved and cast out of my way. Cancer you leave, blindness you leave, crippleness you leave. Be thou cast into the sea. For I'm moving on for the Lord Jesus. When you speak that word, something happens. Do you realize that you're in the presence of the omnipotent God? But it's Him, the one that you stand before the judgment. The body says, two or three will gather in my name, I'll be in their midst. Then is His word right? Just a moment for this woman standing here. We got her up here. If we are strangers to one another, is that right true? Perhaps this is our first time meeting. You're here last evening, you're sitting out in the audience. All right? But I know nothing of you. You're a lot younger than I am, and I've never seen you in my life. But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe me to be His servant? Will the audience will accept it forever? This woman and I here, both of us have raised our hands. We don't know each other. And here we are, standing here tonight, our first time ever meeting. I have to do it. Could I do it? It takes deity to do it. Now, you'll have to admit that it has to come through some supernatural power. Now, it depends on what you think it is. If you think it's Beelzebub, then you get His reward. If you believe it's Christ, you get His reward. That's right. It depends on what you think. And you know what? Keep praying. Oh, anything could just happen right now. Yeah, I'm sure, I pray that God has given grace in your sight. But this looks like a mist in this building to me, because I'm just as shaky as I can be. Certainly I'm so weak I can hardly get out of here. If one woman touched His garment and weakness went out of the Son of God, what about me, a sinner saved by grace? A man born to birth at birth and only one ever in the world. And one woman touched His garment. Look what's happened tonight. What's doing this? What, this woman? I know nothing about it. It'll take her own faith to do it. This is just a gift. I don't operate it. She does the operating. You do the operating. The woman done the operating. Now, in the big vision, God comes down and shows me all about some place to go and what to do and what to take place. I tell the people just exactly. I'm 48 years old. Thousands times thousands and tens of thousands of them have happened, and not one time did everyone fail. Not one time. All over. Go into countries and see the people, and even know what their names are. I can't call their names. I can't speak it. I just spell it out. There it is. Every time perfect. It's Christ manifesting Himself just before He comes in judgment. Now, if the people can still hear, the lady must be very sick because she's been in a doctor's care. And he's doing something about your arm, or it's wrapping something around your arm. It's for a blood pressure. It's your blood pressure that's bad. Right? And he's advising you, it's so bad, so it's in a dangerous condition. That's right. That's the Holy Spirit. He's advising you to do something, and I believe I hear Him say to go to Mayo. That's what He said. Do you believe that I'm looking at that pressure? It's 260, your blood pressure. Exactly right. But you're not from Minneapolis or Minnesota. You're from a wooded country, flat, level, wooded country. You live near a place where there's a lake, and the lake's been an odd popper lake. And you're from Michigan, and you're near a city called Wajak, is where you live. Your name is Edwin Pierce. That's right. Now go and believe, and be made well. Let's say thanks be to the Lord Jesus for giving praise. If all things please, all things are possible. Now, of course, think of it as reading mine. Ladies, put your hand on mine here just a minute. If the Lord will reveal to me what your trouble, will you believe me as his servant? Yes, ladies. God will restore your blood to you, and that means your condition will leave. You believe that? Then go on your road and rejoice, and you may well. For the glory of God. Believe with all your heart. I don't know the woman. Just put your hand on mine, lady. If the Lord God will reveal to me, looking this way, so his spirit isn't so after me. Will reveal to me what your trouble, you know whether it's the truth or not, won't you, lady?
Sure.
May he grant it. The woman is shadowed with death. There's a black shadow in the woman. She's got cancer. That's right. You believe he'll heal you? Go receive your healing and be made well for the glory of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe God healed that heart trouble sitting there? Then go on your own time. Now you have heart trouble too, and you also have arthritis. So go on your road. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe it? What do you think, lady? You think God healed that back trouble sitting here? Well, go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing these great things. You had a lady's trouble, you're nervous, you got heart trouble. You believe God will heal you? Go on your road rejoicing. How many wants to go on the road rejoicing and thanking God? Raise up your hands. Stand on your feet. I will say. Are you ready? Let us pray. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, your spirit is here, Lord. It baptized the people in power and faith. I charge the devil. He's guilty. And he's a bluff. And he's called his hand. In Jesus' name, depart from every sick or afflicted person. For the glory of God, I ask this. And it shall come to pass, for God has promised it. Now suppose, sister, the lady standing here, that you and I are strangers to each other, are we? Would you just after being preaching, it's another anointing, and I have to wait for that. That's the reason you're up here, just so that I can find somebody that will, I could get segregated from the rest of the people to talk to a few minutes. Now, if we are strangers to each other and have never seen each other in life, so far as I know, unless you've been sitting in a meeting and looked at me, but I don't know you, you know that. If the Lord Jesus will come now and say to you or reveal something in your life, maybe what's wrong, where your trouble is, you know I don't know that. How many knows the audience? This woman, I raise my hands. I don't believe in swearing, but here's my hands before the Bible. I never seen the woman, and she's never seen me outside of just being in the meeting and looking at me. I guess in this meeting here, sitting here looking at me. I don't know her. Now, if I said, lady, what's wrong with you? And she'd say, I have cancer, or I have TB, or I have something wrong with me. Put my hands on and say, the Lord says you're going to be well. Hallelujah. Go on. Well, that might be all right. She might have faith to believe that. You're going to be well. A year from the day, you're going to be well. She could scratch her head and say, I wonder. That's still not a miracle. But if God will go back down in her life somewhere to something that she knows is the truth, and I don't know, and then will reveal it, let her be the judge, then she'll know it has to be a supernatural power and not a man. Is that right? Would that be right, lady? Now, he'd have to act the same as he did when he was here on earth in a physical body. He'd have to take my physical body and her physical body.
my faith in His Word, her faith in His gift. As she approaches reverently, she will receive. Now, she knows it comes from a supernatural power. Now, if she believes, like the Pharisees, it's Beelzebub, then she'll get his reward. If she believes it's Christ, then she'll get Christ's reward. Now, the rest is up to God. This is as far as I can go as a human being. God be with you and help you. Just to contact your spirit, sister. Just to see what He would tell me. He might not tell me one thing. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe what I preached is the truth about Him? If He didn't reveal one thing to me, would you still believe if I prayed for you, you'd get well? Or you'd get what? I don't know. What you're here for? But would you believe it anyhow? If I didn't do more than just pray for you, pass you through the line, you'd believe it anyhow. God bless you. I believe you would. But just that the people might know His resurrection, may He grant to let, you know, how many, if the Lord will reveal, let her be the judge. With her hands up. You'll be honest about it, will you, lady? Raise your hands so the people see. Just put your hands like that, swearing, just so that they see that you understand what I mean. Yes. 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 Let her be the judge whether it be right. If He does it, I don't say that He will. How many of them will say, that settles it for me? I believe it. If the Jew could believe it on one time, the Samaritan could believe it on one time, what ought the Gentile to do? I think and how pitiful it's going to be for the people that the Lord God has blessed to see, and yet we'll never know it till it's done, passed over and gone. That's the way it's been in every age. It won't be no different in this age. If the people can still hear my voice, the lady is moving from me. And I see her, she's in a terrible condition. She suffers with a nervous condition. Mm-hmm. And also she has a heart trouble. Not only that, but she has trouble in her throat.
That's right.
And you have stomach trouble.
That's right.
I'll let her be the judge. Was those things that he said, the only way I'll know what it was is pick it up on my tape down there. That wasn't me. Couldn't have been me. Ask the lady if whatever he told her was right. Was that right? Just wave your handkerchief, Seth.
Right. God knows it. Right.
There you are. Do you believe now? Unless we're no hurry. Don't be pressing. Now, you without prayer cards, it's not going to be called into line. You look this way and just keep believing. Then, Lord, I believe that with all my heart. Just keep looking and believing. That's it. Just don't be in a hurry. Just be quiet. I want to talk to you again. Whatever he told you was right. I know this takes strength, but you're a nice person. You have a wonderful feeling to your spirit. You are a Christian. I mean a born-again Christian. You're not from here, though. You're from Michigan. You like Benton Harbor real well, there?
Hallelujah.
Your name's Lydia.
Yes.
Your last name's Schroeder.
Yes. Oh, God.
You believe it's over for you now?
Oh, God.
Go on your way.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, be merciful to us. How do you do, lady? Do you truly believe? Believe with all your heart? If the Lord God shall find favor tonight to say to you something, I see you're
something you can't stand well. Would you help her there just a moment, brother? Yes. Now look dear to me and believe with all your heart. The lady is suffering with a heart trouble. You also have a cough. It's an asthmatic cough. That's right. And you have bronchial trouble, says the doctor. That is true. The reason, it's not your feet. You're just weak. You've been in a bed for several days and got out of bed to come here to be prayed for. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right, isn't it?
I did.
God shall reward you for this. Let us pray. Almighty God, the strength of our being, give to this woman her healing. She must have it or die. And I pray, God, that you'll move every shadow and give her supernatural strength now that she can be healed. Through Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Don't doubt a bit. That's your take of it. Do you believe with all your heart? Just have faith. That's all I ask you to do. Just look this way and believe. I can't heal. God's the healer. You're his subject. How do you do? I suppose we're strangers to each other, are we, lady? I don't know you. You belong to some different religion. And many of them wear those little caps, different ones. But do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died that he might redeem us? Do you believe me to be his servant? I say that with respect. It's like Peter and John said, look on us. Not as him, but sent by him. If God will reveal to me, say for instance what you are, or what's wrong with you, you will believe it? This is our first time ever meeting, I believe, in life. Is that right? You're a Mennonite, to begin with. See your colony. And you're suffering with a liver trouble. That's right. That's not all on your heart. You've got something else on your heart. That's for your husband. He isn't here. If God will tell me what's wrong with your husband, what he's doing right now, do you believe me? He's coughing. He's got the flu. That's thus saith the Lord. Miss Miller, do you believe me to be the servant of God? You do? Go back home and put that hand down and it'll all be over. How do you do, sir? Yes, we're strangers to each other. Philip went and found Nathanael. And when he found him, he said, come see who I found. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Philip said, or Nathanael said, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come see. And on the road over, he told him that perhaps about the conversion of Peter and the others, he called their names and told them who they were. He does the same thing today. He's the same Christ. When he got up there, he's got notion to believe. But when Jesus saw him, he said, behold, an Israelite in whom there's no God. We know, both know that we're mortal beings and got to face Christ someday. God be merciful to us. If the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe it? There's something that's in your back. It's your spine. Spinal trouble. And you have arthritis. You're not from here. You're from Chicago. You got something else on your mind. You're praying about it. You've been praying about it quite a while. It's a woman. It's your sister. She's not in Chicago. She's in Cleveland. She's got heart trouble and a mental case. You believe? Go find it the way you believe it.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
How do you do? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. God does know you. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. Seriously sick. Mighty city. Chicago. Got tumor on the brain. Up for an operation. Spend that handkerchief. Don't doubt. And if what you believe, that's the way it'll be. God, give the blessings of what you've done. Have you had dreams? Reverently, reverently, please. Just a minute. You see, it gets to a place to where the Holy Spirit, see, Christ, a person touched him, and it was, he said he got weak. Well, what do you think about me? The only reason I can stand a little longer because he said, more than this shall you do. It's his grace. Do you believe that Christ is here? How many believes it's his spirit permitting us to be done? Then bless you. You're going to have what you ask for if you'll just believe it. I'm a stranger to you, I suppose, lady. I don't know you. God does know you. If he will reveal what's your trouble, will you believe him? If we're strangers to each other, would you just raise up your hands like this? Now, audience, we're both witnesses before God's Word. If the Holy Spirit will do this one more time, that you've all believed, promised, and you believe. Here's what it is. It's for a good thing. That is, you're trying to get the walk of Christ. You want a close walk with him. You've had your ups and downs, backsliding, ins and outs. That's what you want, is a close walk with God. That's a worthy thing. Your faith has been shook about something. Caused you to be upset. That's the truth. You think God would reveal to me what upsets your faith? What you need is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Here's what it is. It's because that you're wanting a baby. And you've had miscarriages. And you can't pack your baby. That's thus saith the Lord. Will you surrender all to him now? Surrender your heart now. Dear God, upon a penitent woman who comes and humbly, seeing that shadow hanging over, I ask thee, dear God, just on the basis of her faith, to give to her what she asked for just now. May every heart, every door be swung wide open, and may she receive him just now for everything she has need of. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God.
You be the judge. That's right. Raise your hands if that was right, whatever it was. Now do you believe? What about you in the audience? Are you ready to believe? How about you over on this side of the line? Do you believe with all your heart? You without prayer cards. I want you to look this way. I want you to believe with all your heart. You pray. The angel of the Lord said to me, if you get the people to believe you, then be sincere when you pray. Nothing shall stand before the prayer. I'd like to get some in each line, if I could. But God will permit it. Have faith, people. This is our last night. Yes, there's a lady sitting right in here. Looking right across the shoulder at me. Got trouble in your chest. That's right, lady. You're sitting right there. Glasses on, your hair combed down. You had chest trouble, didn't you? Breathe yourself deep. You heard what I said. You had chest trouble. You don't have it now. Your faith has made you well. I don't know you, do I, lady? I've never seen you. If that's right, stand up on your feet. Never seen you have no contact at all. There she is. Go home now. You're well. Jesus Christ heals you, makes you well. What about in this row in here, in this section? Let's come a little further. Will you believe? Who said that amen then that I heard? You? With your red hat on? You believe me to be God's prophet or His servant? That name stumbles people. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. But if you'll believe me, God will heal that arthritis for you. What'd you raise your hand for sitting by? You want to be healed of spinal trouble, don't you? And the reason you raise your hand, you're both come together and you're both Canadians, aren't you? You're not Americans, you're Canadians. Go back to Canada and spread the good news. Christ makes you well. You just have faith. Believe with all your heart. You can receive it. What do you think, lady? Does that strike you just well to believe on the Lord Jesus? You believe me to be His servant? You have a need of Christ to do something for you? You believe that He'll reveal it to me? You'll accept it? Then your wreck or trouble will leave you. That's what your trouble was. That be right, stand up on your feet. If we're strangers and don't know one another, is that right? All right. Then receive it. Are you believing?
Hallelujah.
Somebody in here. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe. Troubles in your head. The lady is blonde, sitting there, redhead. You believe in Christ? You believe He can tell me what caused that head trouble? It's some gas. That's right. If you believe it, that's right. Raise your hands if that's right. I don't know you, do I? Never seen you in my life as far as I know. That's the truth, isn't it? But how do I know you from any different? There's that light hanging over you right now. It broke into a vision. Here it goes. Moves over to the next lady. Second lady, next one, sitting back on the end. Yes. You were wondering then, wasn't you? It's over you. I want to be honest with you. You be honest with me. There's a feeling at you right now like you've never had before, a real sweet, humble feeling. That's right, wave your hand. Then your high blood pressure left with it. You have faith.
Hallelujah.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. If thou canst believe, that's all he asks. Thank God heal that ruptured baby? Make it well? Well, I believe it. Don't doubt. And have what you ask for. You go believe it too, brother? That nervousness leaves you also. God bless you. I think that's across the building. You believe?
Amen.
You think Christ will heal that arthritis for you and make you well? Go believe Him.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
If you believe Him, that diabetes will leave, insulin be gone, you be well. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Then go believe
Praise
it.
God.
God bless you. You have to. When you raised up, you felt your back was different.
Yes, I did.
You were healed, thank you. You're awful young, but you got a nervous heart. You believe that God will make it well? Go believe Him now. When I said back trouble to the woman a few minutes ago, struck you too, didn't it? You were healed right there in the line. Now go on your road rejoicing. Don't doubt nothing. You believe with all your heart. You do too? You believe the same thing? You believe the smothering stuff will leave you? You be well? Go on your road. Go right on the road rejoicing. Let's say thanks to God. Are you believing? Do you believe with all your heart? Does He do all things well? Is He the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe it? Solemnly with all your heart? Then I'm going to ask you to do something. Put your hands over on one another just a minute. I'll show you the glory of God. Don't doubt. Have faith.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm not beside myself, but I'm getting awful weak. Let me stop just a minute. I trust that God has confirmed what I've told you to be the truth.
Hallelujah.
Nothing in me. Believe Him. It doesn't matter where you touch me. Touch Him now. As he'll prove it. Now you lay your hands on each other. That's a scripture. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands, on the sick, they shall recover. Over the overflow, lay your hands on each other if you're sick and needy. I'm going to pray for you. If you believe in my prayer, you have faith now. As you bow your head, I want to put in your mouth the words that will defeat the devil right now. You just pray them as I repeat them with your head bowed. Almighty God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of every good gift, have mercy upon me. I am in need of Thy grace and of Thy healing power. Heal me, O Lord, and heal the person I have my hands on. Be merciful to them, Lord. I sympathize with them, for they are suffering too. I now believe that You are the risen Christ, showing among us the great signs and wonders that You promised You would do. Be merciful to me, and I'll serve You with all my heart as long as I live. And by Your grace, this night, I accept You. Because You promised, I believe. I now am healed. I believe it. I accept it. I shall not listen to Satan anymore. I will praise God for my healing. For by Jesus Christ, I now am healed. Just keep closed in. Keep closed in, Reverend. You've prayed. You've said the right words. Just in your heart, feel His goodness coming down. Feel them keys turn that door in there. And that faith that you once wanted is now coming loose. Something telling you, there's something here by me. Something is making me well. My headache is gone. My stomach trouble is vanished. Oh, I feel different in my limbs. My arms, new life is coming in. Keep that on your mind now while I ask the devil in Jesus' name to depart from you. That's the devil that would make you doubt it at any time. Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, I come to Thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, asking You to be merciful and pardon our unbelief.
One first thing this one, I would say. If that's right, would you just raise up your hand so he can know? I don't know the man, I've never seen him in my life, and here's a perfect example of what I just read tonight. Philip and Nathaniel, two men. Nathaniel came before our Lord. This is our first time meeting. Now, if this man is sick, say he's got cancer, he's got TB, or some disease, if I go to say, grab him and say, thus says the Lord, son, hallelujah, you're healed, glory be to the Lord. We might not even be staying here. We might be a Christian. Might be. If it is, what's up happening? But the Holy Spirit is coming to tell him something like He did to you and told the family, then he'll know whether that's true or not. Somebody is doing somewhere back in his life. He'll know whether that's true. He could doubt me on the other. He can't doubt that because he knows that he'll be the judge. Would that be like that? I'll be wrong. Our first time meeting, we're probably going miles apart, maybe years apart. But here we are for the first time. I want to ask you, if the Lord Jesus, holding up this man, saying that we never met before, if Christ will come and do the same thing that he did, like he met Nathaniel and Philip, like he did in the Bible, how many of you will say, I'll love him and believe him with all my heart? Would you raise your hand and say, I'll love him? Now, do a prayer. I just would speak to you a moment, like our master did so well, because as the priest, these little short meetings are hard. See, after a few nights of laying the gospel down, where you see if the people see it's the gospel, then it's not hard then. Yeah, I just can go right in there, Dr. Bales is preaching, and I walk right behind him and start praying for the sick. But this way, when I'm both preaching and dying, this is two different, it's the same spirit, but two different manifestations of the same spirit. Now the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're here for, you will be, if you're sick. I can heal you. And if you're needing money, I'm not as bad as I got, but if it's domestic trouble, I don't know. You know I don't know. That's right. I don't know. But God does. And if he will bring it, then you'll accept it. And the audience said they would accept it. I just want to ask you something else. How many of you believe for yourself that you'll reveal it like that? You believe for yourself. The Holy Spirit is true. You say, well, you're calling, Brother Branham, for that anointing, that light. Exactly right. I don't know this man, don't know none of you. Now, you out there, just keep believing. Pray with the Lord, speak to me. I'm waiting for him. If he doesn't come, the only thing I can do is lay hands on these sick people. That's all. Now, the audience can still hear my voice. I see the man suffering with an extreme nervous condition. He's extremely nervous. That's one of the things he wants to pray for. But there's something else, and that is the use of his hand, his left hand. It's been hurt. And that was caused by a power saw that he burns his hand and cut his, the nerves loose in his hand. That's what saith the Lord. That's right, they were cutting his hand. Lord, believe now, it'll all be over for you. God bless you. Young lady, I suppose this is our first one meeting. What I was just preaching about a while ago, you believe that to be the truth?
Yes, I do.
You believe it. I'm totally strange to you. But if Jesus Christ will reveal, just like this is the case again, a man and a woman, like Jesus and St. John, or Samuel, the woman at the well, a man and a woman. Here we are, the first time we've ever met, that's the first time that he and the woman ever met. But he knew where her trouble was. If God will reveal to you what your trouble is or what something about you is, you know, I don't know. Will you believe me? You two are all familiar. And you got changes all in your body. And that change was caused down at the female glands because you had an operation here some time ago and it's never done that since. You got pain down in that part of your body. You're from this city. You're from another city. Look like that's going to be like Scotland. Yeah. That is right. You believe now? Go home and wait. What do you think, sitting there, lady, in the seat? You believe this to be a God? You were trying hard to say you were praying for me to call you. It isn't for you, it's for that child. Thanks. If God will reveal to me what the trouble is, will you accept this being from God? You will. If you will, raise up your hand. convulsion. He breathed. That's right. Raise your hand. Put your hand over him. O Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth, she pressed your garment to the sand so that I can know my face. Even in the name of Jesus Christ, I can deal with the devil that's causing your harm to the baby. In Jesus' name, they are healed. Amen. Sit down. What did you touch? Well, just see, did you? You touched somebody who knows you. The hospital that can be touched with the healing of your eternity. Have faith in God. That will do that. If the Lord God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you do it to me, your servant? I see you walking, holding your hand like this. You're going through a room where some curtains are swept by, complaining before your son that you've slipped into this prayer line tonight because you're suffering tremendously. You've got the tumors. The tumors are all over your body. They're in your lungs, they're in your kidneys, and it's pressing in such a way that it's pressing fluid against your heart, causing you to have heart trouble. That's just say it for Lord. You believe he'll make you well? Then go, and if you ever need any doctor, are you believing? You have any audience now. Have faith. Don't doubt. How do you do, sir? You believe God has, if the Lord God will reveal to you, sir, what you're here for, will you believe with all of your heart? I have no way of knowing you or knowing anything about you, but God Almighty does. You believe you can eat your supper after this?
Right.
You got stomach trouble?
Yes.
Resurrection on that boy of the room?
Yes.
You're not from this city,
no.
You're from another place. It's in Indiana. Called Louisville,
Indiana.
You're a minister of the gospel. There was Mr. Hubbard. That's your name. Never saw you in my life. This is the first time. Go home and eat your supper now. But you have faith in God. Have faith in God. Let that, if thou wilt believe, all things are possible. Do you believe it? All your heart. Jesus said, do it thou canst to me. I'm just a bit disturbed, just a moment. One's got some connection in the room here. The woman there. That's you praying. It's your husband. Right. You believe God needs that bad news? Make you well? You believe it's the same God that knows Peter? Or Mr. McCartney, you can go home and be left after you step out of the room. You believe the Lord? Listen for me. If you're forgiven, that's Him.
Yes.
Open up your heart now. Just let your heart go. It's the Word. What happens? Touch
with the theme of our country.
Right.
Mark, I heard you back up and left the set number. Do you believe it?
Oh, yes.
But it's 1 year old.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! One of our concepts is medicine. You read God's music? 1 year old. Okay, thank the Lord. Will God hear his thanks help and make you well? You'll eat your supper. You may well for the glory of God. No, I'm not. He's mine. I remember you at your thoughts. No. So you're sitting right here, looking at me, right there, beside that black headed woman. You got the right one? You have it? You believe it? God makes you well about ready what your trouble is. You're really breathing, aren't you? That's right. That happens to be your wife sitting next to you. Yes. She has trouble with her throat. You've got a hearing. The best God brings up your hand. All right? And go and receive the healing you believe with all your heart.
Oh,
glory to God. I challenge your faith to believe. Yes. Yes. Bring this person here. Put your hand on my sister. I've never seen you in my life. If God will tell me looking this way, so get that telepathy from your mind. If God will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe him? You will. You got a lady's trouble, female trouble. That's right. Raise up your hand if that's true. You had it. You don't have it now. Go on your way to God. You believe that heart trouble is with you? They go on your own rejoice. Look, sister, you're sitting there trying, praying to believe with all your heart. Sitting there crying, praying, trying to press in. You touched him. All right? Do you believe you to be a prophet from you then? All right? Your bowel trouble leaves you then. You go home well. That was your trouble. Just a moment. What do you think about the same thing? Do God heal that bowel trouble do? Make you well? You breathe with all your heart. Stand up. It's over now. Go on rejoicing. Go on rejoicing. That little lady here was so awful nice about that sister was telling. These microphones. That's fine with her, but she's been having. You believe in song? If you do, all right, stand up on your feet. Breathe with all your heart. Do that. God can't believe. What do you think about the heart trouble? You believe it or leave it? Go on your Lord rejoice and thank you, Lord. All right, sir, here. Come here, come here. Not great?
Yeah.
Go get your hand right here. God bless you.
Look, you're good.
You got a deep painting. You cross straight before you get to it because you had a peptic ulcer in your stomach. Your food sours and comes back. Gone now. Go on, leave your Lord rejoice. Once I said to you, if you think you're God's will, you believe that, sir? And just go on your Lord rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and he made well. You believe God will heal your heart, brother? Believe it all your heart? You have to go on your Lord rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. I challenge your faith in Jesus, saying to look this way and believe. How many believe with all your heart? Say, I do believe. What else can you do? There's no need to call you any more cards. Right now, they could go on till I would drop. But that's God's promise. Do you believe it to be his promise? Do you believe he's in his presence? And bow your head with me. You know it has to come from some power. Well, you believe like the Jew did in his day, the Orthodox unbeliever, said it's the Beelzebub, that's whose reward you get. If you believe it was God, you get his reward. Now you believe while we pray. Eternal God, we thank thee for the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I pray thee, God, to be merciful just now, and to heal every sickness in here. How should we doubt any longer? Your presence is here. You've manifested yourself. You're hearing your words. You're making your word to live. Every promise is true. Therefore, Lord, just only thing to keep people from being healed is doubting. May every doubt be moved just now, and may the Holy Ghost sweep in I ask it. Amen. Do you believe you're healed? Do you accept your healing? Could you do anything else? There's nothing else you can do if you believe you're healed. No matter what's wrong with you, stand on your feet and accept it as your healer. Stand up. You want to believe. Raise your hand.